How's your prayer life? I know mine, it wavers much, and I just in my recent years have even really paid attention to, but our prayer life is a direct reflection of our walk with Christ, our closeness to Him, our knowledge of Him, how we pray, and I'm not talking long, lofty prayers or anything like that. I just mean simply, it's almost a reaction. Like, you know, when something good or something bad is going on, is your immediate reaction to turn and pray and thank the Lord, or turn and pray for help and guidance and strength. I fear a lot of time it's off our radar completely. You know, we think maybe like when things are just too far gone, then we finally are flat on our face in prayer. And sadly, a lot of people just never even reach that point. Prayer just is not a thing. It's something for pastors to do on Sunday morning. I know this in my own life, and this goes back to the whole reason why I even love to share, you know, through voice memos and Facebook groups and just any outlet that I can get, you know, blogs and things, because I just so badly know the importance of being constantly saturated in Christ all day, you know, like truly growing in knowledge and walking in step and closely, you know, with Him, and a prayer and just daily, all day fellowship, it changes. It changes my heart and it changes my mind, and I'm in constant, you know, worship and prayer all day, and verses like, you know, never cease praying start to make sense. You're like, oh, I get it. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, I'm not hands clasped together and you know, on my knees praying all day, but there's a daily, moment by moment conversation with God. Now, there is times that I think are very important and do need to literally get on our knees or flat on our faces before a big and glorious, wonderful God and thank Him for being Him and acknowledging and adoration His goodness and His holiness. And if our prayers were more saturated with things of Him, everything else is going to fall into place. You know, by all means, pray for specifics and things, but be careful of your grocery list. Be careful of your, you know, genie, let's make a wish list. And really just behold Him more. Pray to know Him more. Pray for wisdom. Pray for strength. Pray for guidance. Pray for leading of the Holy Spirit. Prayer often is looked at like a burden. When we see prayer like that, there's something wrong with our walk. And I'm preaching to myself too. You know, I don't know why I feel like it's pulling teeth sometimes just to take my wife by the hand when we're laying in bed and say a prayer. It's so stupid. I'll often lay there and think. It's not in mind. I'm thinking, oh, we should pray right now. But no, I'm too busy playing Angry Birds. You know, what the hell's wrong with my mind in those moments? And so I don't want you guys to fall into those same traps. And I want you to pray for me as well. Prayer is our gift of direct communication with the God who made heaven and earth and everything in it, and who knows every number of hairs on your head, and he needs us to pray to Him for our sake. Let's pray. Pray more. Pray often. Grow in your knowledge of Christ so that there, when you do pray, it's intelligible and it's meaningful because you know to whom you are praying to and the bigness of Him. Sometimes a silence, just sitting in silence and letting the Holy Spirit, you know, be praying for you to the Father. It's really just all about humbling ourselves in front of our God in heaven. Father God, I thank you for today. I thank you for everyone hearing my voice right now and praying this prayer with me for today. Thank you for sending your Son. For Christ's work on the cross is the only way we are able to come into your presence in prayer. We humbly bow at your feet. We desperately cling to the cross. And we thank you for Jesus. Holy Spirit, please be with us today as we are in a world that is unknowingly striving for anything but you. And as we strive for you, we are still stuck in this world that desperately wants to turn our eyes away from Christ. Holy Spirit, be our guiding hand. Be our guiding feet. Be our guiding tongue. Be our guiding eyes. Help us to live through your power today, Lord. Don't let us slip away into our own sin. Don't give us up into our own desires. Help our desires and our hearts be more and more like Christ and less like ourselves or this world. If any of us have been slipping away or spend a good amount of time just self-consumed for too long. Lord, I pray that today is the day that we refocus on you and continually grow in a closer relationship with you. For you are our only hope, our only joy, our only peace. We love you, and in this we pray desperately in Jesus' name. Amen.